sorry, guys. I gotta get out of this cave to record another episode. The last one was late because I'm stuck playing all the Street Fighter and Persona.
That's on you. And I think a more better question is, how'd you get electricity in that cave?
I thought you were the electric guy for him, dude.
It's a man cave.
IT and electricity are different.
It wasn't you. Listen,
are you sure?
Mrs. Boopers is the one suffering. I haven't showered in over 10 days.
Can't confirm.
Just live with you a lot. You'll be fine.
Well, since we're going to be recording, like, there was some other good gaming news, we've got to say, welcome to Versus Cafe. This is your first host, Mr. Boopers.
This is Lord Mos _.
This is Angry Asian Seed.
This is Zinal.
I've got to interrupt somebody. Now I interrupted Zinal, man.
The bonus host.
The bonus host.
Is it really a bonus host if he's on here for so many episodes? When what's on this
bonus host? I just like the title. Most.
That's why he's on so many episodes.
It's lore. It's got to stay lore right now. But hey, as you guys know, this is your Versus Cafe, your gaming scene, where we talk about a lot of things within the income scene, but also gaming news in general. And there were some big showcases. There was Microsoft Showcase, Capcom Showcase, and Ubisoft Showcase. We're going to just start off this episode talking about Microsoft because they had a lot of news. Next week we'll dive into both Ubisoft and Capcom with our hype there. I want to start out, were there any games that anybody here was like super interested in, wanted to talk about first? Because I have a lot, but come on, let's go first.
The only one I'm really excited about is Fable.
Ooh,
Fable
is such an amazing game, and honestly I'm really glad they're trying it again because it's been so many years since I've been able to play an RPG like that. It was actually one of the very first RPGs I had picked up.
Especially, would you even be able to play though, Lomos? Like,
your decisions. Which one?
Would you even be able to play though without an Xbox?
I honestly might buy it just to be able to play it. But hey, it was like really, really cool because like it was one of the games that I was really introduced to, like the decision guide, you know, in a game, like how much it affects a regular game afterwards. And honestly, it was just really cool at the time because nothing else was around like it, you know, and I really wish they had made more RPGs like that.
Yes.
Like the RPGs you have, like a decision guide isn't really in it. Like Witcher might be a really good example of decisions based games, but most of the ones you have, like it really still leads into like the same direction, the same concept, the same ending.
Right,
you
know? End, yeah.
You get like a slightly different, you know, dialogue. That's it.
Yeah. Yep. Hogwarts Legacy. Yeah.
Hogwarts Legacy is a prime example. Matter, yeah. You think you're getting a choice. You're really not. It's a slightly different dialogue from what your character would say. Their character's dialogue is like probably the same, almost always.
Yeah, Fable was always really good at that.
Wow, you're right. It's been so long since I played it because Fable 2 came out, like, what, 07? When did Fable 2 came out?
I don't know, but it's still on my shelf somewhere around here.
Long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. I mean, it was great for the time when it came out, but I mean, I think it was Xbox and PC exclusive. I don't think I played Fable 2, or I just never had
time. It was great.
I never got a chance to play 2. I played 1, which was great. I just never got around to playing 2. But other than that, like I'm excited for this one. It's just interesting to see like how they changed the Forza engine over to accommodate the Fable game. It's this one, they're using the Forza engine, right? If I remember correctly.
Wait, what? Actually, I didn't hear about that. You got to tell me about that.
I thought, I forgot, was it this is Fable 3? Because this one had to go back into development and they were using the Forza engine for it.
Like Forza is in the car game Forza?
I think so. I'm not 100. I thought it was this game. Yeah, yes, Forza engine. Yes, it's being developed by the Forza engine. The same,
wow.
With the same one that's used for the racing games.
I mean, it looks really good. Oh. Like, speaking of looking good, did you see all the people complaining about the main character?
Oh, they just need it. Everyone just needs to calm down about it. Like, they just,
the game.
It's Fable. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's so many people complaining about it that the YouTube, like, dislikes are like twice as many as the likes, but the game itself looks brilliant.
Just the intro alone was freaking brilliant. Like, I think it's setting up really high hopes and they better deliver. Like, it can't be like where we see like Hogwarts Legacy, like all the great things are at the beginning and the end and the middle is just like, because they didn't like take that same amount of effort and time on the middle that they did on the beginnings and the ends.
Yeah.
Like this trailer better not be the best thing. Yeah, exactly. Forspoken. Yeah. This trailer better not be the best thing in Fable because I'll be disappointed.
We'll see. I mean, there was also, what was that recent game that Xbox launched that was Xbox exclusive that was pretty terrible? What was that one?
I know which one you're talking about.
Literally, but... like all of them.
No, it was like a super hyped up game.
Yeah, but it's why they were apologizing so much and saying, you know, we just lost the war with consoles because of the last generation. Like that game is what caused that. Come on,
Sunset Overdrive?
No, nothing. That's a few years past for Sunset Overdrive. No, it was like a vampire hunting game. I forgot what it was. No, it wasn't. Shoot, that's gonna bug me like this entire.
Yeah, well, but when, you know, if you think about it, we'll talk about that a little bit later. Just because, you know, we can't stay on that one for too long.
Fair enough.
But all right, so Fable, that's a good one. I'm actually super excited for that too, because Fable 2 I did play, which funny, I did was the opposite of you. I never played Fable 1, but I did have an Xbox 360, so that's why I played Fable 2. And I, you know, same. It's either I'm gonna play it on the PC or I'll pick up another one for this game. But I do gotta say, I they shouldn't complain as much as they do, but yeah, the character does look a little ugly. But when does a Fable character, like one of the characters,
I was gonna say, the looks guy sexy. Looks doesn't look any like thing ding like
no, the guy looked good.
Write home about like Fable 1 and 2, he didn't look great. Yeah,
no, those guys, no, yeah. Not at all. So it's like, what has that ever been like their main thing? They're not like sex appeal games. They're not.
They're fantasy games where nothing looks good. Like everything looks horrible.
Like, it looks like it would be back in the day.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
everybody looks like what they smell like.
Well, you do it for the story. Like you play Fable for the story. You play Fable for the choices. It's not really for the graphics, but. I am interested to see, because like Forza engine makes the cars look amazing. So definitely interested. Hey,
that trailer looked freaking amazing.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's definitely interesting to see like where that'll lead to.
And it doesn't look like a Fable game either, in the sense that where Fable was not directed at like Fables, right? This was opened up with like Jack and the Beanstalk take, right? Like I didn't even see it going there either. I was like, what is this? Where is this going? Like it definitely hooked me, so I'm really excited.
Okay, dude, that's awesome. You know, I got it. Okay, so since Lord Mose, or who said Fable first? Was it Zynel?
Me,
Zynel.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so Zynel went first. Seed, you or me? Who's going next?
I guess I can. I guess I could go. My main thing, I'd probably be Persona 3, which was...
Oh, that's what I was going to take the Personas, but go.
Which is interesting, because 3, I never got a chance to. I didn't really appreciate 3 back in the day. I guess is probably the better term for it. And then it's interesting that it's announced at a Microsoft showcase. Since again, I think on our discussion, it was a PS2 game. So I mean, definitely interesting that it's on Microsoft that's announcing it. Other than that, I mean, I'm always down for more Persona, but I mean, if it's gonna, as long as it's original 3 with the new graphics, I'm okay with that. But other than that, I think the only other one, which we'll probably talk about in a different podcast, would be the Star Wars Outlaws, which will probably be a interesting take, but we'll probably discuss
lot to say about that one too. But we wanted to wait for that one because Ubisoft, since we're gonna wait for next week for Ubisoft. They did like a whole 15 minute plus spiel on that. You know, since they did it, like we had the first look here. They did gameplay, they did stuff, and we'll talk about it on that one. You're right.
Yeah. And then other than that, of course, I mean, there's the big guns of Starfield, which is Bethesda. But I mean, I think a lot of people are kind of, I think they confirmed that they're locking in at 30 frames per second on console.
Not PC, though, right?
Because
I'm only going to play it on PC. So
no, it's a PC. You're going to mod it. You can mod it to like, even if they lock
it. But I want it out the door at.
Okay, so the main thing is like with them limiting it to 30 frames, I'm actually thinking it's not an issue with graphics. It might be an issue with processing power for it itself. So hopefully your PC. Yeah, I think so. Like and also it's Bethesda. They're gonna their first iteration of the game is gonna be buggy as fork. So
it'd be broken until they fix it. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like Microsoft has a lot riding on Starfield, and I think hopefully they got the engineers and everyone that knows the Microsoft system, the Xbox system up and down to come and help out with it itself. But I will say the Starfield, the collector edition looks great for it. And then the controller, that is a nice looking controller. apparently like the toggle is transparent, so you actually see the vibrating.
Haptic engine, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh. I mean, is that really that, like, I don't know, PlayStation, what, 2 had that?
Yeah, fair enough. But it's just one of those like retro throwbacks where mm-hmm. you're like, it's nice to have. Same with like the D brand. They're making like a new case for the PlayStation 5 that's like a retro look that makes it look, that has like see-through colors. It's like $80-something. I'm like, Jesus, this is expensive.
I don't wear things. I'm going to start complaining about money again.
Inflation.
Inflation. Inflation.
But I think Persona, the most exciting news was Persona 5 Tactics, because I haven't played a good Tactics game in like, what, when was Final Fantasy Tactics released?
The original.
Game Boy Advance was good, but the original was still the best original Tactics game.
That was technically
so many people say Advance.
PlayStation, right? Advance. I preferred Advance, to be honest.
I loved Advance, but the original is still so good.
War of the Lions was pretty good too.
Yeah, War of the Lions, which is original with better like graphics. Some updates.
Yeah. I still count that as the original, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are talking about money. I mean, can I at least name one of the games that has some kind of a money in the game, in the name of it? Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth. I mean, honestly, it might be the one of the games I'm most excited for in all of these, because I've recently started picking up the Like a Dragon games or the Yakuza games, which now the new name is Like a Dragon because I guess of some controversy bringing it overseas. But whatever the case was, this seems to be like a direct sequel to the other Like a Dragon game that they just recently had, introducing new characters, getting rid of some of the old characters, or just having them as cameos. I know you guys didn't really play it, but I thought those games were so amazing and so fun.
I do want to.
Ever since you talked about it, it's on my list of things to do when I have more time.
Such a good game, man.
I really hope they bring back.
I mean, the trailer didn't really show a lot. It didn't really show any of the game itself. No. It just kind of showed this arbitrary, you know, like the main character, you know, waking up naked on the beach. What else is new, really, for one of these Like a Dragon games? But I mean, I can't wait to like delve into it, because you guys didn't play it, but it kind of went in on, you know, a little backstory for the character. And then he kind of wakes up, you know, in this mess that he doesn't know what happened. He has to kind of retrace the steps of all of it to figure out what happened. And this is going to be something of a similar game. So for anybody who's played one of the Like a Dragon games, I mean, especially with the new Ishin character or with the new Ichiban character. Oh my God, I honestly can't wait. And I really hope this isn't going to be an Xbox exclusive.
Ichiban character? Why do you call him Ichiban character?
The Ichiban character, because before, his name is Ichiban.
His name is Best?
His name is Ichiban.
That's like saying, dude, you name your child like, his name is Best, because he is the best. That's what Ichiban is. That's really his name? That's funny.
that's his name, yeah.
That's how, Ichiban. That's like, it goes with the story, right? Like how outlandish everything is.
Yeah, but honestly, it's so good. I mean, I honestly can't wait to see what it is. But like the old one was just, you know, modern day RPG kind of tactics with that feel and like what they would be, you know, like a wizard was like in the other game, like a drunk who spit out like fireballs from a whiskey and a Molotov or something, you know, like to kind of give that kind of effect. It's really, really fun. I can't wait to see what this game is going to do.
Dude, okay. So me and Zyno want to get into this as well, Lord Mo. So if we wanted to get into Yakuza as a series, now the Like a Dragon series, which one should we start out with? Like, what would be the one that you recommend we start with?
So honestly, if you really want to get into it without having to delve into all the old games, right, I would start with Yakuza Like a Dragon.
Yakuza Like a Dragon, that one?
Yeah, it's Yakuza Like a Dragon. That's the name of it. That's the one that they introduced this character for. I don't know if it's actually going to be a direct sequel or if they're going to be just introducing the character, because he looks like exactly the same design, same everything. But they also have a history of using the same character sprite and everyone knows it's them, but reimagining them in a different timeline, different world, different game, and with no correlation with the past character. So if you're going to start any of them, especially with this new one coming out, I would play Like a Dragon Ishin, who had this the Yakuza Like a Dragon game that had this particular character in it. It's okay. Free if you have the PlayStation games, the PS Plus, the mid-tier one. It was a really good game. It really sped through, didn't feel dragged out at all. And honestly, even the grind wasn't all that bad if you know what to do to level up. Well, I definitely would go into that
What to do, would the grind be a slog?
Good if you don't know what to do for the last area, yeah. But the game itself actually does a really good job of keeping you around the level of where you need to be for the story progressing. So like you're going to be either just over or just under if you just play the main stories without any side quests, without leveling up, grinding or anything like that. The game does a really good job of keeping you around the level to keep the story going and flowing. I honestly love it. I think you guys would really enjoy it, but I would start with that game instead of delving back 6-7 games into like the original one to get the whole story or watching this grandiose YouTube thing, you know?
Yeah, that's what I wanted. Okay, good. I might actually do that because it looks funny and funny action RPGs. Like, I'd go for that. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, since you did, and we were kind of talking about it, I want to dive a little bit more into some of those games because, CD, you went real quick. You went, bam, 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 I want this and that and that. But come on, Persona 3 Royale. I do have to ask, that game, I think I played it on PlayStation 2, like I started it. But at the time, I don't know if I appreciated it as much. Is it the one that kind of started out gnarly to get his persona? He shoots himself in the head. Is that the right one? Or is that might?
I haven't played one, two, or
three. I don't remember. This was like 2006.
Oh yeah, it was way back. So it was a new game. I remember I was like there at GameStop. When you work at GameStop, you're allowed to borrow their, at least when I was there, maybe they changed it, but hopefully not. They're used games. You could borrow one out at a time so you can know what you're talking about when you're talking to your customers. And that was one of them that I was like, oh, we got that in use. I want to give it a shot. And it seemed really cool. But I remember that first scene when he unlocks his persona, he gets a gun and he shoots himself in the mouth and out comes out the persona itself. I was like, whoa, this game is not for kids. Oh, my goodness. And it, you know, then it kind of like it felt like the other personas, but I returned. I didn't get to fully play it. But just that initial like, whoa, this is intense. I kind of wanted to give it more of a shot, especially now that I played Persona 5 and love that game. I want to see like what they're like, what that game was, like what made people like so drawn to it. But I do remember also they had like Persona 5 and Persona 5 Royale. They had another version like that. They called it Fess. I don't know why they didn't do the remake as Fess. They went with the original Persona. Did y'all see that?
The announcement from the developer said that they wanted to redo Persona 3, the actual game, because the Fez version is like extra stuff at the end that wasn't actually part of the core game.
Oh, that's most... Well, the main thing that I see people complaining about online is that it did give you a choice whether you wanted to be a guy or a girl in Fez, where the other one was just like you were just the male protagonist. So
yeah,
I at least wish they would do that just so like, you know, anybody who's a female gamer was like, oh, I don't want to just play as a guy. They had the choice or even whatever. You could pick boy or girl and you could just be happy with that.
Mm. It's Persona. It's Persona. Like 50% of the audience that are playing are female, most likely.
So there you go.
I'm assuming. So
why would you at least do that?
They might.
They might. Yeah.
They might. Who knows?
Like, right, like, you know what?
There's going
to
be
a that. You heard it here first. Atlas is listening to our podcast.
No, but what's called? I think this is the one where like the persona is the invoker and the suicide headshot.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I'm pretty sure. Like I'm vaguely remembering it, but I don't recall. But I'm pretty sure like his whole thing is like boom.
Oh, and you know what? You're right.
It comes out.
It's his temple. It's his temple. Right.
Not the mouth. It's the temple.
Dude, he shot himself in the head. It was.
Yeah, it was intense.
It was it was an intense moment. But yes, Persona 5 Tactics. I don't have too much to add to that other than what Zynel said. Persona 5 loved it. Tactics games, love them. Hopefully they do a good job. Like, yeah. You know, hopefully they're not just milking it for stuff. There's some kind of a good story with it.
We'll see. I mean, I think everyone is either, I think they are kind of milking the Persona 5 franchise just because it did so well. With them, but I mean, who knows? But I mean, I think everyone's just kind of waiting for Persona 6 at this point and just see what that comes out. Like, what will come out of that?
But yeah. I'm more intrigued by why it's on Microsoft Showcase. Is it like Sony where they added a bunch of fluff because they wanted it to seem bigger than it was, like we talked about?
I don't think so.
Because it was early on in the showcase, and I'm hoping it's not like a timed release where they're going to have dibs on it for like 6 months, like a lot of the other Sony timed release exclusives. So you know,
I'm going to say, actually, no. So Persona 3 Reload, mm-hmm. Persona 5 Tactics are also coming to PlayStation 5. But Metaphor ReFantazio, I think, they always got to have some weird name.
Okay.
But Metaphor is a traditional RPG that's coming out that they also showed in that showcase. But that is made by the same guys who made Persona 3, 4, and 5. Mm-hmm. That one is an Xbox exclusive.
Yeah.
Like, they're leaning hard into that.
And the more I watch that trailer, the more, like, I don't know what it is. I'm not interested in it whatsoever.
You're not Metaphor.
I'm not, yeah.
Wow, I am.
I don't know if it's just, like, the art style, or maybe I think it's Persona's the music.
Art style.
It is, but it's not at the same time. Like, Persona's, really? Like, flashy and stuff, like, and it is flashy, but the, like, character style and the world style is not very... I guess it's, like, more, like... futuristic, and Persona's more like grounded in today's or Japan today. So a little traditional, and you see a little current, like, and this looks way futuristic and way kind of disjointed from modern day.
Oh yeah.
I think that's what's kind of weird to me.
A lot more like fantasy, because they did start that out with what if your world is their utopia, which I don't know how it could be anybody's utopia, to be honest.
Exactly. I'm like, I want it to do good because it's a Persona game, but at the same time, it's a Microsoft exclusive, so I really don't care. But at the same time, I want to play cool games from Persona creators, so
yeah.
I'm hoping that it's good.
Oh, that, and
I mean, to be fair, for anything that's Microsoft exclusive, if it's on Game Pass, we could just go ahead and download it and play on PC as well.
Oh, that's true. You know what? I don't have the Game Pass account for my PC. Do you have that, Seed?
No.
Okay.
I unfortunately, Microsoft doesn't have enough on their Game Pass for me to be able to justify buying it. And also, like, I'm not really a fan of the rent a game option. So
not it's, a fan either.
And then again, I prefer physical copies all the way, which is probably the worst part about it. But it's just one of those scenarios where just not my thing.
I mean, don't knock it, dude. I was with you too, but I mean, there's good things to be said about it.
I mean, Lord Most, I would like your opinion on this. And I think this is not in the Microsoft showcase, but one of the games, I think there's a game that was recently announced that's coming out that they confirmed no physical copy ever for the game. It's just digital copy only. And they did that as justifying it as staying at cost of $60 cost instead of the $70 cost.
You know, I don't care what companies say, never say never. Because they always say never. They always say it's not going to happen. And then later on, somebody comes around and says, you know what? We thought about it. We changed our minds. And something happens.
At the end of the day, the only thing that's true is money. Physical.
They're going to need to find a way to make money. That's it.
Well, so, it's a final way to make money. But I mean, there are a lot of games that there might be more in the future, of course, that are just going to be digital only. Or, I mean, there are also games that essentially... even if you have the disc, you can't play them like Overwatch 1 for one.
Like I said, I don't like the idea of not having a physical. I prefer the idea of having a physical. And one of the ways I've justified it to myself mentally of playing the PlayStation games, the PlayStation ones that are free or the pass or whatever it is because I know eventually, because I platinum games, I can buy a physical copy. Like if there's a buy two, get one free, or they're like a stupid sale of like $1.99 or $5.99 or whatever from GameStop. And then I'll eventually buy the physical copy and put it in my shelf, never touch it. I know it sounds stupid, but I like to have the placeholder of the physical copy as my trophy that I got.
And I don't mind if like a company wants to save money initially on launch to say we're doing it digitally only, because they're afraid it's not going to do well. And that says more about the game than it does about the developer or the physical. But at the same time, it's cool if a game does do well to see a physical released about it, like I Am 8-Bit does it, or there's a couple other ones that do
limited runs
and you can get a physical of it, and that's cool. I like that idea too,
edition or something.
But if AAA games start coming out saying we're not doing physical, they're gonna have an uprising on their hands. Like, well, if I couldn't get a Final Fantasy $16 price. Like,
Lord Most, remember the collector's editions, those are the ones that are not coming with the game. Remember the which game was it? They're coming with the steel case, the case itself, but they give you a download code.
Who was that? It's not all of them.
Horizon did that. No, it's not all of them.
Horizon did that.
Which is weird because that's a PlayStation first party.
Which one was it? Horizon?
Yep. Yeah, Horizon Zero Dawn.
No, was it? No. They gave you I think that's for if you bought the bundle with it. If you bought the actual game, I still think you actually,
if you bought the game, but if you bought the collector's edition, you didn't get the physical game.
Oh, yeah.
A steel case.
I do remember that.
There were a few that did that. So I don't know. You said collector's edition. They're going the opposite.
I'd be curious to see how many collector's editions they sold.
I mean, there's also what's called like Blizzard. I think Diablo, then the Diablo 4 collector's edition. I don't think the game comes with it.
Yeah, I think they did the same thing.
Well, that's a different discussion because I think Blizzard is like all their games eventually shut down. So why would they give you like Overwatch 1? Why would they give you a physical copy when you can never play that game ever?
I still have the physical copy for Overwatch 1 and the Soldier 76 statue from the collector edition.
Never that's underestimate what people will buy as a collectible. Honestly,
but the statue, yeah, but the game disc itself.
But I mean, you brought up an interesting point. How many of those people that bought like Horizons Collector's Edition, even though it was a fantastic game, don't get me wrong, I liked it. How many of them were bots or people trying to buy it to resell? And how many of them were actually the people who bought it and were like, I'll also buy the game on the side?
Yeah, I'd be curious. You know,
like that's an interesting statistic I'd like to see for people who want the physical games versus people who don't care about a download code.
I don't think Blizzard's done a physical copy of a game since Overwatch 1.
I mean, you could get Diablo. I think Diablo 3 could get it on Switch.
3 was the last one?
Yeah, 3. Yeah, Diablo 3, I know. And that came out after Overwatch. 3 must have been the last one.
Yeah. Because they stopped doing physicals for World of Warcraft.
They still have the collector edition. I know they have the collector edition still.
But it's all digital stuff. Yeah, it doesn't come with the game. Yeah,
I mean, and that makes sense. And that one makes sense, to be honest. And then like for me, like I saw the StarCraft collector edition and the Diablo collector edition as well. But
I'd be curious to see if Final Fantasy 14 will stop doing physicals because they haven't done a PlayStation 5 release. And the only reason you wanted it before was to download the content from the disc.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's one of those things of like, do the servers have that bandwidth? Like does the cost saving outweigh the server bandwidth that's going to be used on there and the cost of produce the game as well? I mean, if it's all on Sony's server and using their bandwidth, then go for it. But if it's on your own servers, then it might be cheaper to take the disc.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So well, going into that too, what about the other game they're releasing now? The pirate one, the Monkey Island or something. That's supposed to be a free game to play, right? On the Game Pass itself.
Oh yeah, they were talking about
not free.
Is that a monthly charge for Sea of Pirates, or is Sea of Pirates free to play?
Sea of Thieves is free to play.
Yeah, call it Sea of Pirates. I think I even wrote it as Sea of.
You
Pirates.
Did write it as Sea of Pirates. That's what I said. Yeah, I've never sea played this game at all.
You know, honestly, not for nothing, but it does seem like a fun, you know, story. It does seem like a little bit of fun gameplay, some game building. It reminds me a lot of one of the games that they had when PlayStation 5 first came out. What was the one about the hero for Olympus or something? You guys know what I'm talking about?
Phoenix Rising.
That's right. Yeah. It kind of reminds me of that world over there. And that was such an underrated game when it came out. A lot of people didn't want to really jump on it. And the ones that did always gave it like a really good score up. I don't know how this one's going to be, but if it's a free to play game, and if it's people like on the fence about games to play for the Game Pass, like Seed was, is this kind of a game that you may be interested in, or just it's coming out of far left? It's not something you'd be interested in to push over the fence for a Game Pass.
Yeah, there are a lot of people.
Oh, this? No,
not this.
Starfield would get me to do Game Pass if it was Game Pass exclusive. Like, and that's what we were talking about earlier is like, The problem with Microsoft is most people own a PC. So they're going to play all these games if they're Microsoft exclusives on their PC if they're a PlayStation owner.
But
like, I'm not going to go out and buy an Xbox to play any of these games. None of them.
But I think it just comes down to like if people already have PC. And also, since I never used Game Pass before, is it actually streaming or like is it streaming the game? So it's
download still.
So it
locks you out after it goes away. No, it's just timed because I've downloaded when I did the trial for Game Pass and I downloaded it.
Maybe I have both options because I heard their big thing was that they're streaming, which is why they can have it on like people who don't have the right kind of hardware in their system. even potentially put on the Nintendo Switch in the future if they ever get that deal going through to play these like big games, because all they really need is the screen rather than the hardware.
I thought the big games wasn't possible at this time because the latency is bad.
The latency, and I would assume bandwidth, and I would assume quality just drops. The quality will just drop significantly for most people, just because like in that scenario, you don't have a good computer, but you need to have fast internet.
Yeah.
And then also keep in mind that also, since you're sending information up, I guess upload wouldn't be required too much, but at the same time, like it could easily boggle down your system if you have multiple people stream using the same network.
Like we were talking about earlier, if games are going to get locked on the consoles to 30 frames per second, that's another reason I would never buy a console.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's one of those things where I mean, a console, like you have to pick and choose what you want. I mean, it's not like you can upgrade every year for a new graphics card, new CPU or something like that. Like it's just, that would just be a pain to optimize.
I'd rather spend that money than buy an Xbox.
But Microsoft, from Microsoft's streaming standpoint though, like I think they're just kind of, it's similar like to Netflix style, put everything we have on there and then get as much people as we can on the subscription. And we're on the subscription, it's just going to be harder for them to cancel.
It's a good idea.
I honestly feel like
we're
an anti-Microsoft kind of a podcast. I don't want them to think that we are.
No, we're not.
What we've immediately been to. I still want your free crap, Microsoft.
Yeah.
Why? Well, like,
I don't care. I like the
change
fact
our mind
putting
with free toys.
Well, and I like the fact that they're putting money into these franchises that need them, right?
Yeah.
We might not have seen a lot of these games if Microsoft didn't give them a little bump.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I mean, I'm just not a fan of Microsoft's consolidation of the industry as all.
Yeah, true. I think that's where
that might be the best thing that happens to Blizzard, though.
with where they're going, I mean, that might be the only option for Blizzard at this point. But
I'm
we'll
surprised
see.
We didn't talk about Starfield that much, but dude, Skyrim in space. Come on, guys.
Skyrim. So my main thing with Starfield is that it just seems like there's too much there.
I'm still playing Skyrim. I'm not ready for a Skyrim in space.
I platinum Skyrim. That didn't even take that long.
And that's how long that game has been out. Like, I'm still playing it.
Good. So that's what tells you. It could be a great game. And if that for this gen, but now it's got like an expansive universe, like literally universe that you go around in your ship, which I thought that was pretty cool. Did you guys see?
I think it's their answer for No Man's Sky, but like a better answer for No Man's Sky, because there's actual like combat that's meaningful and story that's meaningful. It's not just like
who knows. I mean, No Man's Sky could technically just keep updating. Like they have.
Hey, I'm down because it's great. Yeah,
No Man's Sky has been like for ongoing support for a game, they've been doing great.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But I'm down for if it. What am I trying to say? Like, I'm good that Microsoft owns it, because it probably wouldn't be as good as it's going to be if they didn't put a bunch of cash behind it.
I hope so. Bethesda, because in that scenario, if it still sucks and is buggy as heck, then there's a problem.
Yeah,
then,
yeah,
because,
exactly.
Because I mean, if that's the case, then that means that there's a whole issue with managing of all the acquisition of games on it, of game companies, if you think about it. Because for Microsoft's end, like they just acquired so much, and at this end, and fairly short period of time, I guess it's not like Embracer Group, but in a fairly short period of time that they acquired a lot. But it's one of those things where I feel like if they don't have it right, correctly managed and optimized, I mean, it could easily fall apart. Also, like I feel like Sony did it pretty well, where they don't acquire that much, but all the games that come out of those studios are pretty top notch still.
Mm-hmm. Is this the first game that's going to be coming out after an acquisition that's like AAA for them?
No, there was another one. Was it Redfall? No, was it Redfall?
No, like, don't talk about Redfall. That was horrible.
was that the game? I don't remember if that was.
I think that was the game you're talking about that just came out recently, right?
That's the bat. Yeah, that's
Redfall. Redfall. Yeah, Redfall was the one that was terribly reviewed. That they were like, oh, this is gonna be great.
Hey, you got it.
Yeah,
you
there
got
you go.
It by
yeah,
the
Redfall.
End.
Yes. Yeah, but then if it's gonna be like another Redfall situation, then I think Microsoft kind of needs to go back and take a look at how they're managing their partners and so forth as well.
So outside of Redfall, this is the first.
Yeah, the second AAA release. Second in that case, yeah. I think.
I mean, we're not going to count Redfall because it's just bad.
But okay, you know what? We got to go to the takeaways. We have to talk about this because so far we've been talking, and I know Lord Most has mentioned it a lot. We've mentioned it on a few other podcasts. Microsoft has normally been the sports shooters, Halo, Call of Duty, and that's where they have Activision. They bought that. We didn't talk about any of those games here. Mm-hmm. Like, none of mm-hmm. them. Their big, like, thing was leaning into Game Pass, leaning into RPGs, leaning into, like, come on.
Well, they're trying to capture that side of the, that they haven't focused on literally at all.
Since 360 time, like during the Xbox One era, they kind of just gave up on those games, which I mean, well, I guess it kind of counts for their dwindling sales in Japan and so forth as well. Because I mean,
in general, I think.
Well, I mean, think like about it. Games. Even the Xbox ones that were RPGs were cross-platform. They were, a lot of them were actually on PlayStation as well. Even the new games that you brought out, with the exception of maybe Fable, I don't know that this is going to be enough for people to really consider Xbox, the console, the Microsoft itself, an RPG kind of a gaming system. I think it's still going to have the reputation of a shooter sports system.
I think it might have that effect on Game Pass, but I don't think it'll have that effect on console sales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just because it didn't have, you're right, it might have that rep, but like Xbox 360, like Seed is right, and Xbox One, they stopped doing that. But 360, they were trying for a while because they had Fable 2. They had Lost Odyssey, which is a Microsoft RPG, a Square Enix exclusive, Last Remnant. And they haven't focused on that since the 360.
Well, was Last the 360 Remnant? Was the hard I don't think it was exclusive for 360. Was it or Xbox?
It was at the time. It was. Yeah.
At the time,
at the time, not anymore. It's been like 10 years.
No, I don't. Does PlayStation
they
have
do.
It?
They do. Okay. Digital only. It was announced at PAX East on PAX East during COVID. What was the first year? COVID 2020.
Oh, COVID. Dude,
yeah,
okay,
it was like decades later. Yeah,
they got it 15 years later. Yeah. Lord,
that's what I'm saying. Never say never. Eventually, they'll need the money.
Now it's
the money cow. They'll get it.
You don't want to play it because it's like old juju, like,
you know what,
also it's only digital only, so you can't even get that physical.
It doesn't matter. Eventually you're gonna want to play it on something else. I brought it up, the Nintendo Switch had so many Digimon games that never went to console. They said we're never gonna do it on PlayStation, and what happened? We got a digital version of, you know, a lot of those games, and I ended up buying it to get the platinum. I mean, look at Monster Hunter Rise. It was only supposed to be on the other one. I ended up doing it on PlayStation because it was there for platinum. Whatever. I mean, never say never. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I guess not never, but at that point, like, it's on the digital, like, storefront. It's no longer going to bring the sales. So, hey, that's our takeaway. Microsoft has been really trying to focus on us, the Sony crowd, even though we've been pooping on it. So, that's our show for today. Let us know what you think. This is Mr. Boopers.
This is LordMos_.
This is Angry Agency.
And this is Zino.
Later, guys.
Later.
Ready? Go!